was known as a Kunkel Wagner machine, and it did everything that hitherto had been done by men. It filled the moulds around the patterns with sand, it compressed it, it turned the moulds over and put them together again, and it was hardly touched by hand. And of course, the other thing was that it meant that not so many people were needed. And this was a period of time when we were already beginning to experience redundancies, because techniques in the pig iron world had changed to such an extent that in 1962 we could have bought pig iron from Scandinavia cheaper than we could make it at Holwell.